Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. Well, as talks continue today between Russia and Ukraine to try to agree a ceasefire, President Zelensky of Ukraine has said his country needs to understand that there is not an open door to NATO membership. In comments reported by the Reuters news agency this lunchtime, he said Ukraine needs reliable security guarantees that work for Ukraine and the international community. President Zelensky is scheduled to meet the leaders of Poland, Slovenia and Czechia, formerly the Czech Republic, who are travelling to Kyiv today in a show of solidarity. But in Kyiv and elsewhere, Russia is continuing its attacks, including the shelling of four residential buildings in the capital in the last 24 hours. We've been hearing from Ukrainian MP and Foreign Minister Inna Sovsun. She's been describing the situation in the city today.
Well, the situation is tense. We all woke up at 5 in the morning because of the sirens, and then we heard the explosions. And that was really close to the city center this time. And overall, during the night, the Russians have destroyed attacked three residential buildings in Kyiv. So that is the situation as it is. The mayor has announced 48 hours curfew starting this evening. So we'll see how that will go.
So the buildings that are being shelled, these are apartment blocks. Are they of any military significance?
Oh, they are completely apartment blocks. So just apartment blocks with people living there.
And are people able to shelter from these attacks? Well, I mean, the damage we can see from some of the pictures is very significant. What's the situation in relation to injuries, deaths, casualties?
We're still waiting. From what I know, two people died in those attacks, but we're still waiting for the final count because they're dealing with the fire and so on as of right now as we speak. But from what I know, two people confirmed dead, and that is again a second day in the row that residential buildings are being attacked here in Kyiv.
And am I correct?
Yes, people are technically, they can go to the basements and bunkers, but that is again complicated. We are basically having those sirens every night now in Kyiv. So people have to make choice whether to stay in the cold bunkers during the nights or just gamble that this will not be their house this night.
And am I correct in understanding that one of the buildings hit yesterday was your own apartment block?
No, but it is in the district where I live, so that was like really close to my house. So in the district where I live, yes, I can't believe this is happening.
And what will the instruction, the curfew instruction that's been issued, what will that mean for people?
People were instructed to stay home. They're not allowed to leave. We can only leave in order to go to the bunkers or bomb shelters during the air raid siren. So people will probably, the majority of people will either leave the city altogether, at least for those 2 days, or they will go to the bunkers, because going down the bunkers in the middle of the night, just when we hear the sirens, is really not comfortable, particularly for families with children or with elderly people. So people are choosing whether to leave in the underground stations, for instance, for 2 days, or whether they will try to rush to the underground station in case of a siren. That's terrible anyways, as you know, whatever choice they are making.
Yeah, dreadful decisions to have to make. But the city is still open, and people can get out.
Yes, people can leave until 8 in the evening, and then they can, otherwise if they didn't leave until 8, then they will have to stay in their apartments until the curfew is lifted.
At the moment, though, the Russians have not succeeded in fully surrounding Kyiv. The city is still open for people to come and go.
Yes, and frankly speaking, I do not see how they will actually manage to surround the city. It's huge, it's big, it is located on two different sides of the big river. They were trying to get to the city from the northeast, but those attacks have been pushed defeated by the Ukrainian army. So now they are only basically on the north and northwest of the city. They are trying to shell the city from that area, and I believe that the houses housing that was hit this night. That was from the artillery on the ground in that specific area. But that is yet to be determined. But they are not proceeding any further. So they're not even making half of circle. So that is the situation as it is. Apart from this separate like infiltrators group, which are being sent all over the city, and they're just, well, that's another story, but those are not tanks with heavy ammunition that we're seeing, but just random people inside the city. Yes, that exists here, and that we are seeing.
Right.
Even in the city.
Now, at the same time, of course, there have been these talks between representatives of your own government and the Russian side, an attempt to agree some kind of cessation. Do you see those talks making any progress, Ina?
Well, frankly speaking, I'm not overly optimistic about that. It seems that we have very thin line for compromise, and the Russians need to admit that in no way they can win this war. They can destroy our country fully, that is true, but they cannot win. Whether delusional Putin is able of comprehending that and accepting that fact, that is yet to be decided. I'm still waiting for further sanctions against his elite, because I believe that those are actually the people that can make that decision. So I do hope that they will have enough sanctions to be motivated enough to actually deal with that and to push Putin towards some sort of surrender. I'm sorry, I really have to rush because. I have to finish this right now.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, and stay safe.
Thank you.
All the very best to you.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. Goodbye now. Bye-bye. Ukrainian MP Ina Suvsun speaking to us from Kyiv. We